You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Minden City Police reported arrests on outstanding bench warrants. Otherwise, a mostly quiet night was reported. And the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports a mostly quiet night. No arrests reported in the parish overnight. The Department of Transportation advising motorists through the possible ice accumulation on bridges north of I-20. With the potential for ice to accumulate, they have some driving safety tips for you. Drive slowly and carefully. Avoid driving while distracted or impaired. Allow for extra driving time. Reduce speed when visibility is low. Make sure there's plenty of room between vehicles. Avoid using cruise control. Be on the lookout for work crews and equipment. And it's unlawful and unsafe to drive around a road-closed barricade for any reason. In response to the possible icy weather, a number of closures were announced. Webster Schools closed, Glenbrook closed, Claiborne Parish Schools are closed, all Webster Head Start closed today. The Webster Office of Community Service Transportation is closed. There will be no Wednesday night service tonight at Emmanuel Baptist Church. Offices at First Baptist Church Minden are closed with no service tonight. Southern Arkansas University in Magnolia closed today. Lagniappe Montessori closed. The Butler Abshire Medical Clinic, Homer Medical Clinic, and Claiborne Family Medical Clinics delay opening until 10 a.m. In response to the possible flooding in the area, the Webster Parish Police Jury Public Works Department has self-service sandbag locations, 1731 Penal Farm Road, 6137 Highway 2 near Sarepta, and at Webster Fire District 3 at 2344 Highway 163 in Doyleen. They're open weekdays through Friday, 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. with a 15-bag limit. There are also sandbag locations in Bossier Parish, Bossier Highway Department, 7:30 a.m. till 3:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. That's at 410 Mayfield in Benton, South Bossier Fire District 2, 1325 Robinson Road in Elm Grove, Houghton Fire District 1, 4494 Highway 80 in Houghton, Town of Plain Dealing at 205 West Palmetto, and in the Town of Houghton at 120 West McKinley in Houghton. A 100% chance of rain, possible freezing rain, high 34, northeast wind 10 miles an hour. 100% chance for showers overnight, low near 32, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. A 100% chance for showers Thursday, high 39, northeast wind 10 miles an hour. 40% chance of showers Thursday night, low 34, north wind 10 miles an hour. Sunny Friday, high near 50, clear Friday night, low 28, and that's the forecast. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Charles Smith, Hannah Rocha was sentenced to a year hard labor with credit for time served for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and a year hard labor with credit for time served for simple burglary to run consecutive. Hallie Renee Watson was sentenced to 2 years hard labor suspended plus 2 years probation and fined $1,500 plus court cost for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Carl Rugley Jr. was fined $500, plus served 4 years at hard labor, with credit for time served, for attempted possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Dominic Washington was sentenced to 4 years hard labor for principal to distribution of Schedule I controlled dangerous substance, 4 years hard labor for intimidating a witness. Jeffrey Ebarb was sentenced to 6 months in jail suspended, 1 year probation, and fined $500 in court cost or 90 days in jail for attempted felony theft. Melissa Anderson was fined $1,000 plus court cost, 2 years suspended, and 2 years probation for aggravated flight from an officer where human life is endangered. Cedric Pascal was sentenced to 5 years at hard labor with all but 2 years suspended, plus 2 years probation for possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute, and 2 years at hard labor with credit for time served for forgery. The sentencing is to run concurrent, plus a 3 years hard labor sentence with credit for time served for second-degree battery. That sentencing runs consecutively. Devin Lee Lucas was sentenced to 18 months at hard labor for accessory after the fact to simple burglary. And Samuel Cody Miller pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse and will stand trial May 12th. Hearings were held for defendants for legal representation. Rothel Davenport, battery of a dating partner, cruelty to juveniles. Jacoby Dubos, outstanding traffic warrants. Devin Michael Stiles, theft of a vehicle. Andrea Parker Brown, possession Schedule 3 controlled dangerous substance and theft. The Minden Housing Authority has announced that applications for the City of Minden Section 8 waiting list will be available online only starting Monday, February 13th through Monday, March 13th, 2023. This will be to be on the waiting list only and is only for housing inside the Minden city limits. The website to apply will be mindenha.housingmanager.com/. You must create an account online in order to apply. A special meeting of the Bossier City Council is scheduled for 10 o'clock in the Bossier City Hall. They will adopt an ordinance concerning favorable recognition from Brookshire's Grocery Company at 4860 Airline Drive for the use of or approval for the use of sale and high and low content alcohol for off-premise consumption at the grocery store. The Minden Planning Commission meeting is scheduled for 10 o'clock Thursday in the Pelican Conference Room in City Hall. On the agenda, a request from Justin and Amanda Greer for a zoning variance on property at 201 Margaret Place to put a 24 by 44 metal storage building in the front yard area, and a request from Webster Land Corporation for preliminary approval of a lot split on property on Recreation Drive. The meeting is open to the public. The chairman is Morris Busby. Serena Gray, Executive Director of the Webster Parish Convention and Visitors Commission, was installed as the Secretary of the Louisiana Association of Convention and Visitors Bureau's Board of Directors at their January meeting. She says she's honored to be serving in the statewide convention and visitor industry. This organization plays an important role in connecting travel industry organizations throughout the state and helping them work together to attract convention and tourism business. I look forward to working with my fellow board members to keep the momentum going and proudly representing Webster Parish within the organization. We're thrilled the members have selected a slate of industry leaders from throughout the state to lead the organization as we work to position the convention and visitor industry as an important economic driver and provide member opportunities to market their communities as travel destinations, says Carla Tate, the president of the Louisiana Association of Convention and Visitors Bureau and the executive director of the Tangipahoa Parish Convention and Visitors Bureau. The mission of the Bureau is to serve as the collective voice of Louisiana's destination marketing organizations and provide members with education, networking, and marketing opportunities. It works to impact local, state, and national convention and visitor industry, also positioning the industry as an important economic generator in member communities. Graveside services for Gene Hurdle are now scheduled for 10 o'clock Friday morning in the Gardens of Memory, with Father Kalukalam officiating. Survivors are her husband, Roger Hurdle, Sr. Funeral services for Reverend Frank Jones, Sr., age 83, are scheduled for 10 o'clock Friday morning in the Roseneath Chapel, with Reverend Dave Fortuna officiating. A visitation will start at 9:30 Friday morning prior to the service. Burial will follow at Mount Lebanon Cemetery. Survivors include his wife, Diane Jones, son, Frank Jones, Jr., and twin grandsons also survive. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com.
Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Cancel Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO.
On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a 377 prefix unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318 unless otherwise mentioned. For rent, a three-bedroom brick house at 612 Watt Circle. Call 0060. They have a three-bedroom house for rent, brick house. It's located at 612 Watt Circle. 0060 is the number. A couch to give away, call 2584. They have a couch to give away. They're at 2584. Wanted someone to build a privacy fence. Call and give quotes at 268-1945. Wanted someone who could build a privacy fence. Call and give a quote at 268-1945. Wanted a stove for around $50. They'd also like to buy a refrigerator with a price of around $75. Call 678-0354. Wanted a stove for around $50 and wants to buy a refrigerator for around $75. 678-0354. Four tires for sale, size 235-16. They're $15 each, or you can buy all four for $50 at 780-5239. Four tires for sale, size 235-16, $15 each, or $50 to buy all four. 780-5239. For sale, an electric dryer and a gas stove at 455-9682. For sale, electric dryer and a gas stove, 455-9682. Wanted two truck tires, size 255-7016, 465-3881. Wanted two truck tires in size 255-7016, 465-3881. Greens for sale, 562-0887, and leave message. They have greens to sell. Call 562-0887. Please leave message and phone number. For sale, a computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind. 754-8967. A computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind for sale, all at 754-8967. For sale, two dog houses, one for $35 and one for $45, 562-0603. They have two dog houses for sale. One goes for $35. You can buy the other one for $45 at 562-0603. Wanted a couch and a recliner. 382-3985. Wanted a couch and a recliner at 382-3985. For rent, a three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center Street, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit. Call 553-0189. That's for rent. Three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit at 553-0189.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.